listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
From May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September. Turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. you, precious days, I'll spend with you.
The Hawk is presenting right now, right this hour, from 6 o'clock to 6:59, the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And what a way to start off the month. September 1st, I get to usher in the day for all of you as we wind it down. And I think that this 6 p.m. hour is kind of like September in the year. You know, it's kind of winding down. It's wrapping up. It's not quite winter. Fall is starting soon. Summer is ending. You know, it's the 6 p.m. The sun always seems to stay out, I find, as it's setting in September. It always seems to stay out a little bit longer. You have that golden hour becomes a golden hour in 10 minutes or so. And it's really wonderful. The leaves will change. I think it's a really beloved time of year. Although it does mean summer is ending, which I personally think is okay. It's been way too hot for my liking. 30 degrees, 35 degrees, I do not need in my life for the rest of this year. So I'm happy, hopefully, for that. And what better way to usher in September than with jazz music, and even more specifically, jazz music that is centered around the month of September. As you heard, we had Sarah Vaughan there with September Song, and we'll have even more great artists singing September songs this hour, such as Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, Paul Weston and his orchestra will be playing a September song, and we have Sonny Rollins, Cannonball Adderley, Rahsaan Roland Kirk, and so many other great artists that will be coming up this hour. Now, another initiation for September, and I guess the second half of the year for most of us, is Labor Day, which is coming up this Monday, September 6th. That is Labor Day. Kids will go back to school. We all head back to work. I guess, most of us, I guess, don't get that summer vacation, but it's time to take work more seriously. I guess a lot of folks are still working from home, though. But I thought I would share the history of Labor Day very quickly. And that is, at least Labor Day in Canada, and that starts way back in 1872. Children gather round the fire as old Uncle Johnny Athens tells you this Labor Day story. When in 1872, in Toronto, no less, a printers' union, well, they weren't unionized, but printers from a print shop demanded that they will not work a 54-hour week. The companies were trying to get them to work 54 hours a week. 10,000 people organized, marched, and protested. Union activity at the time was considered illegal. So the only way to do it was from manpower. These people marched on the streets. They got their families, their kids. They all went around. And eventually, Prime Minister John A. Macdonald, our first Prime Minister, we were a very young country at the time, decided to repeal the anti-union laws and released the organizers who were jailed for their actions. Jailed for not wanting to work 54 hours a week. And as a result, July 23rd, because this took place in the summer, was considered the national holiday, was considered Labor Day. That was July 23rd. And we must be wondering, why is it September 6th now? Well, as you can imagine, the Americans have it on September 6th as well, the first Monday. And so I guess we just like to sync up our holidays, like we did with Family Day and whatnot. But the United States also celebrating Labor Day, and Bermuda as well, believe it or not. And To all the Bulgarians listening, happy Unification Day. Everybody's celebrating. And that's what we're going to start doing right now. We're going to start celebrating. Here is, to usher us in, Cannonball Adderley. But first, Sonny Rollins with St. Thomas on 101.5 The Hawk.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
101.5 The Hawk. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour as we usher in September. Today is September 1st, and we got jazz music for September, let me tell you. That was Paul Weston with September in the Rain, a song about nostalgia that was from the film Melody for Two. A popular, most well-known, I would think, with Dinah Washington singing the lyrics, but we had Paul Weston, wonderful mood music, a very September in the Rain mood. I think he achieved it. Before that, we had Cannonball Adderley with Together Again and Sonny Rollins with St. Thomas. So how are you enjoying your September so far? Hopefully it's been good. Hopefully we here at the Johnny Athens Variety Hour can make it a little bit better for you. And I told the history of Labor Day. I wanted to tell a little bit about this next song, featuring Louis Armstrong on vocals, but not on trumpet, funny enough. This is a song considered the spiritual title theme to the James Bond film from 1969, On Her Majesty's Secret Service, a film that's pretty famous for a lot of different things. Firstly and foremostly, it's the only Bond film in which George Lazenby was the star, the Australian model. With no prior acting experience, he took on the role of Bond, and it came out as well as you would expect. And it's a very large, and for until Casino Royale, was the longest Bond film. It also features Telly Savalas and Diana Rigg, who is probably one of the most famous and well-received Bond girls, quote-unquote. But it's funny because the title theme to this song was... The title theme to this movie was only instrumental, and that was because John Barry, the composer, could not fit On Her Majesty's Secret Service into the lyrics, which every Bond film prior to the Daniel Craig stuff featured the name of the movie within the lyrics, except for Octopussy. That one was an exception, which came after Her Majesty anyways. And he also wrote this other song, which was used in a love sequence in the film where Bond is dating this girl and eventually, spoilers, they get married. And he wrote the song, and it's kind of become like a de facto title theme for this song. It's very popular and well-known. We have All the Time in the World, taken from a line in the book and subsequently the movie. And John Barry does his wonderful composing thing, a master maestro at movie music, and Louis Armstrong does his thing. Unfortunately, he didn't play the trumpet on this track because he wasn't feeling very well. He was having trouble with his kidneys at the time, and heart were giving him trouble. In fact, a year before the film came out in 1969, Louis Armstrong recorded his last trumpet-playing performance on his 1968 album Disney Songs, The Satchmo Way. And then he would pass 2 years later. But before then, we got a lot of great music from him, and now he's in that Bond infamy fame, as if all the other jazz stuff he did wasn't enough to carry on the legacy. Here is We Have All the Time in the World with Louis Armstrong on 101.5 The Hawk.
We have all the time in the world, time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind. We have all the time in the world. Ja. just for love. Nothing more, nothing less. On love. Only love.
101.5 The Hawk, that was Rahsaan Roland Kirk with Hog Collin Blues here on 101.5 The Hawk, Johnny Athens Variety Hour. As we close out our September Day special, I want to wish everyone a happy and safe Labor Day and long weekend. If you want to see any more of the show, be sure to check out our social media. Facebook is Johnny Athens Entertainment, and Instagram is Johnny.Athens, and you'll find all the great stuff on there that involves social media. And now, once again, I want to wish everyone a happy September. I want to thank you for listening, and thank you to those who thought of listening. It's the thought that counts. Now, to close us out for this evening, we have Oscar Peterson with Sometimes I'm Happy. But before that, we have Frank Sinatra, the voice from his album Live at the Sands, recorded with the Count Basie Orchestra and arranged by Quincy Jones at the Sands Casino in Las Vegas. This is Frank Sinatra with September of My Years on 101.5 The Hawk.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. And all the winters and the springs of a lifetime, whatever happened to them all? As a man who has always had the wandering ways, I keep looking back to yesterdays, till a long forgotten love appears. And I find that I'm sighing softly as I near September, the warm September of my years. As a man who has never paused at wishing wells, now I'm watching children's carousels, and their laughter's music to my ears. And I find that I'm smiling gently as I near September, the warm September of my years. The golden warm September of my
thank you. Thank you.